Siman Shin Ches Sif Mem Aleph. Isha Medada is Beno. I feel the Shusar Rabim. A woman is allowed to push a child in the Shusar Rabim. She can't drag him, because dragging is considered that you are doing the entire act, and you are like you're carrying it. It's no difference if you're carried in the air or you're dragging on the floor, as long as you're causing it to move. But Ella Yehei Magbia Ragla Achas V'Yaniach Shniyah La'Oret Yishon Aleh. He has to by himself pick up his leg and put it down on the ground. And She Yachzor Yaniach Ragla Shigbia. Means the Oilam Nishma Ragla Echad. He should always have one leg on the floor and then pick up the other leg and put the second leg on the floor. Because he should be doing the walking, but the parent can push him in the right direction. We're not concerned that the parent is holding him, and maybe he'll pick up his legs and she'll be holding him in her hand. We have the chashash by the chicken, because by child we say chay noises atzma. Even if she carry him, it's only a drabonon, because carrying a person who can walk himself is only drabonon. So to be chayshish, maybe he's going to pick up his legs while she's holding him, and she's going to end up carrying him. It's exer, and therefore we're not concerned. We saw that you're not allowed to drag the child. The question is that considered carrying the rice as drabonon? I before said that's considered carrying, even though you're not lifting him off the ground, but since you're dragging him, it's a type of carrying. That is the opinion of Rashi, and according to that, even if it's in a kamlet, which means there's just a rabbi to rabbonon, you're also not allowed to drag him, because that's considered carrying. It's like you're not allowed to carry him, there's just a rabbi, you're not carrying a kamlet. So there's just a rabbi to rabbonon. The Rebbe says that there are those that are makel, that they hold that dragging is not a classic form of carrying, and therefore they permit it in a kamlet. Chazanish says even though it's a makel, it's not talking about that the child is passive completely, just dragging him. It's basically like pulling him along, causing him to go quicker than he would have gone without that. To carry a child on one's shoulder is definitely also, it's a drabonon, but it's a kopon, it's also even in a kamelis. A child who's so young, a baby that can't walk himself, then according to most opinions, that's considered, doesn't have the heter of chayis after that's considered carrying the derisa. Mishnah Berurah says that if you have a pressing need to get from one place to the other, and you have a child that cannot walk by himself, for you to carry him is a derisa. Over here, to have a goy carry him is acceptable, because generally we don't have a full-fledged rishus harabim. There's another situation also, he says, if you're carrying a child and he has something around his neck, so even though you're not considered carrying the child, but you are carrying that thing around his neck, if it's a garment, it's possible to the child. But if he's carrying a wallet or something else that happens to be attached to his body, that is considered you are carrying it. Siv membe is dava shu muksa muksa rigaboy umavad shaloyim and anayu afilim iktosoy. You're allowed to touch muksa, but you're not allowed to move it. So if the muksa happens to be round, like an egg, you're not allowed to touch it, because by touching it, you're going to cause it to roll a little bit. But anything that's square or flat, even if you touch it, there's no way to do that on Shabbos. You're allowed to blow at muksa to blow it away. So if you have a fly or something, you want to get it away, you're not allowed to pick it up, but you're allowed to blow it away. Sisman Dalin, Klishe Nisro Ea, Lidlum Menacheris, Lachasois, Boy or Lisma Boy. A clay which is about to break, but didn't break yet, you're now allowed to remove from it a piece of a shard of the pottery, because since it's still one clay, even though it's about to break, if you take a piece out of it, you're making that into a new type of clay from being part of the old clay to being an independent thing. If a piece of pottery broke off and you want it to cover something, but it has just some sharp edges, meanwhile, you're not allowed to smooth it out either, because you're making it usable as a clay. So anything that even could be used as is, but you make it more usable by cutting it or shaping it or whatever else, that's also on Shabbos. Sif Mem Hey. Also, this like the Shabbos to Yonta Bekadum, Yesh Matir and Nogu Bahakyo. It's not so bad as Shus Arabim. Shus Arabim Avali not to play anything that involves the ball. This opinion holds it's Muksa. The ball is not considered a Kli. And that's it. And the Matirim say that since it's made to play with, that's enough to be considered a Kli. So the bottom line is that we hold that a bull is not muksa, but to play in a place that doesn't have an area is definitely tosa. Come on, the certain type of games that are not matzim for Shabbos, type of uzin lechol, play baseball on Shabbos. It's not exactly written in the Shulchan Aruch, but that type of thing is not matzim for Shabbos. All the classic ball games. Just to throw down the ball between kids, that's all right. If the game with the ball is they roll it on the floor, which is not paid, that's another, that also is set a din, because you're smoothing out the ground. Sif Membov, also nicely sachas at Silos, To get silk worms, to produce the silk, they want to keep it in a warm environment. So some people put it under their armpits and hold it in that fashion. And then even it says that that is also for two reasons. One reason is that it is mukta. They definitely have to pick it up and put it there. And also, you're causing these worms to develop. It's a type of moilid.